Federal law says if you use an illegal drug, you can't own or possess a firearm. For many of the more than 200,000 certified medical marijuana patients in Pennsylvania, that means making a choice between using their medicine or exercising their Second Amendment right. For our series, The State of Cannabis, 90.5 WESA's Ariel Worthy reports.
Shane Murphy has been after his grandmother, Nancy Black, to try marijuana for years. He thought it would help with her arthritis and fibromyalgia pain.
When I got sick and I was in so much pain and I was such a mess, he pleaded with me to try to find something. And I said no, because it was illegal and I was a role model.
But since Pennsylvania's medical marijuana program launched last year, Black has become an advocate for full legalization. Now she's after her grandson Murphy to get his medical marijuana card to help with his anxiety. But he won't.
Simply because I'm not willing to give up my concealed carry.
Shane Murphy says while his parents didn't own guns, he had family members who did. And he has been interested in guns since he was a teenager. And when he turned 21, he began buying his own. He says his right to protect himself is more important than getting medical cannabis. His brother Brandon, who also suffers from anxiety, has come to the opposite conclusion.
I never once needed a gun. So when I weigh out my odds, I don't see the value in me sacrificing my medical card for a firearm.
When he got approved for medical marijuana, he got rid of his gun. But gun rights advocate Kim Stolfer says people shouldn't have to make that choice. Stolfer is president of Firearms Owners Against Crime and says federal law needs to catch up with the reality of medical cannabis.
Medical marijuana has its medical benefits, and yet it seems almost like the legislature has adopted this rigid, no holds barred, we're going to put you in a box type category.
In 2011, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives wrote an open letter to gun owners reminding them that marijuana is still considered a controlled substance and a Schedule I drug. But Republican Congressman Alex Mooney of West Virginia has put forth legislation that would exempt medical marijuana users when it comes to gun ownership and allow patients to have firearms. The bill was introduced in April and has been mostly stagnant since. Some state legislatures, including Maryland, are considering bills that would similarly exempt medical cannabis users. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says he thinks federal law barring cannabis use by gun owners would be difficult to enforce because medical records are private.
They can't be released or disseminated without your consent, so I'm not sure how they would be able to cross-check that legally. But that being said, that's a choice that any individual has to make for him or herself.
Fetterman went on a statewide listening tour this year to discuss legalizing recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania. He says many residents voiced their concerns about losing their Second Amendment rights. As for Shane Murphy, he says he's going to hold on to his guns and hope for full legalization in Pennsylvania.
I believe that once it becomes recreational, there will be a lot more leniency with it. And that's why I'm willing to wait it out.
State lawmakers have introduced bills that would legalize adult marijuana use, but they face an uphill climb in the Republican-controlled legislature. But advocates say the law has to change on the federal level to ensure that marijuana users can exercise their Second Amendment rights. I'm Ariel Worthy, 90.5 WESA News.